Okay, close your eyes and just listen to my words. You can meditate, you can just sit, listen. It doesn't really matter. Just breathe. Breathe with me. And feel how the body becomes heavier and how the body becomes more relaxed with every out-breath. Just let the day slip away with every out-breath. We're going to talk a little bit today about the mind and how it tries to take over all the time. And just listen. Don't try to understand what I'm saying. Just let it in. Focus on your breathing. Focus on my voice. On the days that we feel good, we feel relaxed and connected. We cannot imagine how it is possible that we end up in the head again, in the mind. It's so different to be connected and happy and well, and all of a sudden it's there again. The mind sucks us in and we're gone. And sometimes it's so fast, it's so quick. We can be there in a split second, completely cut off from ourselves. And what we learn in the 12-step programs with step one is that the reason that the mind still has such a grip on us is because there's pain underneath. The stronger the mind, the stronger the obsession of the mind, the stronger the grip of the mind on you, the bigger the engine of pain underneath. So the answer, or what we're always seeking for when we're stuck in the mind and da-da-da-da, you know, having that crazy mind going on and on and on. We're always seeking for a way out. How do I come out of it? It's going back to the feelings. Going back to the level of the heart or the gut. Just, you know, we're stuck in the mind. All our awareness, all our attention is up there. And we have to drop a level, drop another level, to go to the deeper layer inside of ourselves. There is no analysis or answer or psychological answer of what is wrong with us in the mind. That's what the mind always tries to do. We're thinking and thinking about what is wrong. How did this happen? Did I get a trigger from my childhood? Did I end up in a trauma reaction? Da, 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 da. It's constant thinking of what is happening to us. And that is never the answer, because we're looking for the answer inside of the problem. The problem is the mind. It's not the thing that the mind is thinking about that is the problem. It is the problem itself is the mind. So as soon as we notice this, we can press pause and breathe to get that level lower inside of ourselves. We press pause, we breathe, and we ask for direction. In that instant, we already stopped thinking. And we're already back in the here and now. And we're already free of the mind. You know, the problem mostly is that we get stuck in the mind again, because it goes really quick. But that doesn't matter. We do it a few times. We press pause. We breathe. And then there are thoughts again. And then we breathe again. And we go back. And we do it as often as needed, until the peace is back again, a little. And sometimes it's a bit too difficult to do it on our own, especially in the beginning, if we just enter the practice or the 12-step program or whatever it is you're doing. And then call someone. Call someone who is further down the road than you on the path of spirituality or recovery. And we ask them to sit with us. Mm-hmm. We ask them to breathe with us. Connection is really important. And as soon as we drop that level lower and we breathe again, the whole mind, the whole thing that the mind was thinking about is gone. It isn't even that important anymore. That's the weirdest thing. And if it's something important, you know, that you have to decide or a thing that matters, it will come back later. You know, the mind in overdrive is never the answer to your problems. So we notice what the mind is doing. We feel the pull towards, you know, the pull towards the thoughts, and the thoughts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We notice it, we press pause, we breathe, and we try to connect with the heart. That's the place where the feelings are. We breathe towards the chest, towards the spiritual center, the spiritual heart in the middle of your chest. And we breathe and we are open for the feelings. Okay, the feelings that work on as an engine on the mind. What am I feeling? What am I reacting to in the mind? What am I feeling in the heart? Is it pain? Is it sadness? And try to make it as simple as possible. Don't use whole sentences or explanations. Just take it easy. One word, maybe two words. And then feel. Feel what's there. And keep breathing. And as soon as we let, you know, we give room to the feelings, we will drop a level lower to the gut, to the belly part. And there is where the serenity is, the peace is. We first have to feel the feelings, and then we can enter the peace. We can enter serenity and calm. Keep breathing. This is coming home to yourself. This is supporting yourself, seeing yourself. All the things that we want from other people, we can give it to ourselves. We can hear ourselves, heal ourselves. And the whole need for approval from other people will fall away. And then we can enjoy real connection with people because we don't need anything from them anymore. This is coming home to yourself. This is taking care of yourself, loving yourself. Good luck.